Despite attacks on Christians, the Godman will be shown in Asia. Political tension in Bolivia has a ministry on alert, and a new water filter project brings hope to the poverty-stricken. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hindu extremists have been attacking Christians in India more than ever before. Some say there's an attack on a Christian almost every other day. Despite that, Christians are going to show the Godman on more than 70 Indian television stations December 24th through the 26th. Book of Hope International's India directors Joel and Karen Hayes describes the outreach.
Over the Christmas weekend, we are actually going to be broadcasting the Godman to over a billion people in India, parts of Nepal, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, so it's a tremendous opportunity.
The state-of-the-art 3D animated contextualized film on the life of Christ won't just be shown, though.
We also have 42,000 partner churches who are bringing 500,000 Christian families that will help by opening their homes for people to come in to view the showing.
Then they'll get an opportunity to talk about it afterward.
As they turn to Christ, they can immediately get connected with a local church. Next, over a number of years, it's become evident that persecution increases around Christmas. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, explains why.
Christians want to share their rejoicing with their neighbors, and religious militants look at these things and they see Christmas and they recognize very much that it is a Christian celebration, and they're determined to stop these things, to put an end to the expansion of the church.
Egypt, Indonesia, and India are Penner's main concern. However, he says the threat of persecution isn't hampering Christmas celebrations.
They don't expect it. The way they prepare for it is by continuing to do what they would ordinarily do. They don't know whether they're going to be persecuted or not for sure. Christians often don't get a whole lot of warning that there's going to be something taking place.
Pray for joy for our persecuted brothers and sisters this holiday season. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Bolivia, SIM International reports that four regions are moving ahead with their declarations of autonomy. The tensions rose over constitutional reforms made by President Morales last week, who made it clear that the country's unity is not up for debate. However, some protests have become violent. SIM has several projects there, including one in Santa Cruz, where much of the dispute is centered. Pray that God will use SIM missionaries to point people to Him in uncertain times. Meanwhile, dirty water affects more people around the world than AIDS and cancer combined. Experts say waterborne illnesses are a leading cause of death. That's why International Aid developed a lightweight biosand water filter called Hydrate. International Aid's Kurt Rapar.
We are planning to install 75,000 of them in the next few months here. And we're trying to find qualified implementing partners, other organizations who have networks on the ground, who can take this filter then and install it in the places where they're advancing the gospel.
International Aid wants to get believers actively involved in the One Filter, One Family campaign.
We enjoy clean water in abundance in our homes, and so what we're called to do is, if we love our neighbor as ourselves, replicate that for another family. So we're trying to get churches to sign up each family in their congregation to support One Filter. It would only cost $32 to provide a filter for another family.
And New Tribes Mission says evangelistic Bible teaching to the Yembe people in Papua New Guinea has met with great enthusiasm. In fact, the original launch of the material was delayed to give students more time to learn how to read and write their language. Literacy classes have seen a huge influx in the last 3 weeks and are completely full despite resistance from village leaders. Pray that the hearts of the Yembes will truly be ready to receive God's wonderful knowledge. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.